Okay, so I did not take my mic set with me, so this might sound a little bit windy. But yeah, here we go. I'll try to record the whole update, so to speak, of what was up for the past months, I guess. Because I know I've not been recording shit and I have not been posting shit. Not because I don't want to. But because this bitch is fucking tired. Anymore. So what we've missed out. December. Artistic burnout. Fucking tiredness. Trying to keep myself together. Even though I'm like, I need to get the fucking driver's license. Damn, boy. No. I could not register for my driver's license for a while. And my instructor was not signing me up for tests, you know, exams, for me to get anything done. So I was quite pissed. But hey, life. Then I was kind of like trying to figure out what I need, blah, blah, blah. The New Year's was so because I did not celebrate shit. I'm still with my kitty kid. And we're trying to keep it together and trying to be with each other. And he's my mental support, basically. Then the dude I'm staying with, he got so bad with alcohol that literally his skin turned orange. He was looking like a character from The Simpsons. Like, that's how bad it was. So kids, alcoholism is bad. Drop that shit. Like now. Science has proven that literally alcohol, even small quantities, no bueno. Drop it. Anyway. So he went for like 6 days to the hospital. He was like heavily flushed. The doctor basically said that in his condition with his liver, was a 50-50% chance of survival. With his kidneys, 90% of chance of dying. And I'm like, fantastic. This Mahu was like not too far away from literally kicking a bucket. And I'm like, fuck. And the whole sole idea of just like, you know, contacting his older sister and be like, hey, thing is, your bro is dead. Like, you know, how bad is that gonna go? Like, I think it's gonna be fucking dramatic. So yeah, not the best of the options. But what do you think? Day six comes around, this guy's like, I hate it here, I wanna go back home. Because why? Because they don't have any television, they ain't got any radios. Because what? Because that motherfucker was staying in the area that's special infections. So anything airborne, you know, people were like away from all the shit that could cause any sort of like iffy radiation or whatever. And he did not have any tech in there because, like, bitch, you're in the hospital. All you gotta do is, I don't know, read stuff, be potato, and try to get your shit together. What did he do? Throw a tantrum is what he did. So he gets out, he goes home, he gets like fuck ton of meds prescribed. And the issue of him not being able to walk, the issue of him literally still being like color of a Simpson character. It's lighter though. Yeah, it's not that bad now. But it's still not good because it's still shitty. And he doesn't realize that it's like his health is deteriorating and everything else. Then eventually I come across the fact that he's not legally in this country. And I'm like, fantastic, bro, you're making it, you know, you're not making it better. It's like, is there any information about you that's good? Apparently not. So he's illegally here. Even though he's saying like, oh my god, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want shit, you know, whatever. I went to the, you know, foreign affairs office to speak to them. And they basically said that for this person to stay in this country, he either gotta marry someone, get a job, and get the paperwork through a job. or go through the process of naturalization, aka passing the tests about this country, language, and blah 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 blah. Sorry, love, he's 55. He's like acting like an 80-year-old old grandpa. And he's childish. He mostly is in his bed. He doesn't want to do shit. And he frankly is a dramatic little bitch. So of course he's not doing stuff. You know, he's not taking care of anything. So I went about trying to, you know, get a hold for stuff for him, because he would not freaking take accountability nor freaking anything. Anyway, so managed to get a details of a lawyer who would be able to help him, but that's only in middle of Feb. And I'm like, fan-fucking-tastic. And I said, get your shit together, boy. But it doesn't matter what I say, because this person perceives me as a young, dumb bitch. Even though I clean up the house, because this boo-boo cannot pee straight. Because he's having issues with his legs due to, like, you know, bitch alcoholism. Although he's not drinking since the New Year's, it's not getting better. So yeah, because of it, his legs have issues and he cannot bend, he cannot, you know, like, crouch down, not an option. So basically, whenever he goes to the toilet, all the toilet seats are just like, just as a toilet itself, around the toilet, even in the bath that stands next to it, he likes to pee everywhere but the toilet itself. And his next thing that he starts to do, the motherfucker doesn't flush. Jesus. Like, how fuck? It's like, what are you trying to prove, bro? Don't be a bitch. Flush. Jesus. Anyway, so all my whining, yapping, and everything else does not help. He doesn't listen still. And every time I try to help him, he's like, I don't need you to. But bitch, you ain't dealing with your shit. Anyway, but he still thinks that he's the smartest, and I, well, just fucking let him. If he wants to go in this case, there, it's his fucking choice. Anywhere. Meanwhile, I finally got to get my instructor to allow me to go and motherfucking do the examinations, finally. So, there's the question of, like, did you pass? Did you get your license? Can you drive? If I'm recording this, no, not yet. The answer is still loading. Because I went to do the examination just like yesterday. And thing is that the guy who took my examination, I passed all the special shit, all the special little bits. But he decided he's gonna be a menace. And he were. So, his way of complicating my fucking life. Oh, this is interesting. Was basically by just being a cunt, I'd like to say, but not necessarily, but kind of there. Because he's like, yeah, but like, you should have like let the... Basically, there was like a piece of road where I should have let the person go through. But the thing is, like, there's no pedestrian walk. There's no marking. There's no nothing. And basically, there was a car coming onto me. So it's either, you know, whack, and seeing how we survived that one, or me just getting through and just like, you know, showing some girl that, can you please stop for a moment because I need to pass, otherwise this car is going to hit my side. So she let me pass and we survived. But apparently instructor was like, no, you should have let the person go first. Whatever you want, boo-boo, whatever you want. So now I'm rescheduled on to the 13th of Feb. And fun fact, 13th of Feb is my dad's birthday. Guess what my dad told me? But basically it's along the lines of like, give me a good birthday present, will you? And I'm like, fine. But yeah, sure, no pressure. You know, no pressure whatsoever. Of course, of course. Yeah, that is being savage at times. What can you do? But yeah, life. Life. What am I doing? I found a patch with motherfucking clovers. Bitch be crazy. She's still picking clovers. Yes, yes. Since the start of this fucking year, I managed to pick 7 clovers. four-leaf clovers. Why? Because I'm epic. That's why. Basically. And right before the end of the year, I managed to find, scavenge, I think, 60 clovers. So my whole bunch of clovers is like at, I think, 300-something. So I'm a clover enthusiast. I'm a unicorn, bitch. Yeah. Anywhere. Dogs. Damn it. Good run. But I'm not in run. What the hell? Anyway. So yeah, that's that. Then I basically looked up some stuff online and I was self-analyzing the shit out of myself. Eventually getting to the conclusion that, bitch, I'm homeless. Might sound quite dreadful. Kinda is. Because I was like, no, I'm not. But and then I kinda asked myself these fucking questions with, do you have a place of living? Yeah, but are you kind of like officially living there? No. Like, do you have anywhere you can just like, you know, apply yourself to? Just like be officially registered? But then, yeah, basically I don't have anything like that. And I'm like, well, that's, I'm couch surfing. Couch surfing with no actual home to return to. Homeless. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Sounds bad though. So with all of that, I decided, like, hey, so are we going to do something about it or what? And basically, I just decided to figure it out by the means of creating cool items with all the clovers I found and putting that on Etsy. So if people want to support my ass, Etsy sales would be very much appreciated. Basically, as well as I just got to the conclusion of setting up a freaking crowdfunding page. Because I'm like, yeah, well, if anybody helps, it would be very much appreciated. But anyway, life. You know, every little helps. Dust goes. How bad are we, very? Anywhere. So yeah, had to have a bit of a check-in with my own life. Because apparently I was a little bit too delusional. Excuse me, sniffles. It's quite cold outside. And yeah, life. Right now I'm outside and I'm just like chilling with myself. Ah, also. because I decided to be a little bit petty. Because I'm like, why would I let off, like, you know, someone for too long for being a dick? Karma. So I posted online on my Instagram profile today a post where I kind of culturally, in a politely, let's put it politely, call out a company place I worked for last year, July/August. And the main issue is, guys, are you gonna pay me the money you owe me? Because I know for a fact that, yes, I have not been officially registered at the workplace, which is like, you know, why would you not get your paperwork done, bitch? Good question. I did not do it because I got employed there because of my friend. You know, friend of a friend of a friend of a friend sort of situation. And I was like, fine, should be okay. It was a whole dramatic experience with the person just having issues. And like the biggest one was basically the person was not ready to face their own kind of like inside demons to sort out their mental health. And literally claiming to me that they went through psychologists for years. And yet they're repeating the same goddamn mistakes and doing the same dumb shit. Like, no, honey, you don't listen to your therapist then. You went through it, but you don't listen to them. Okay? So I was like, no. And I kind of saw the anger about it in their face that I got to actually heal up more than they did. Anyway, so that workplace. So I called it out on my Instagram post today. And because I'm a cunt, well, I decided to choose chaos a little bit today. So I genuinely tagged also the news resources of the country where I worked, there where that company is based. Because why the fuck not? If they decided to be like a little bit of a cunt, why wouldn't I be? Because basically, what this company forgot is like, first, I have receipts. I also am a, you know, I also got stuff. Like, I got a fuck ton of screenshots. There's also like phone numbers. There's also like addresses. An actual knowledge of what's where, not only just the company, but the actual name of a company, how it's registered in that country. You know, to pay taxes and everything else. Yeah, that too. And guess what is the kicker? One of my really good friends, he deals in the, basically in financial affairs, in police. So, please, please go and try to do dumb shit to me. I have a person that's very interested in pursuing that. Yeah. Anyway, so to me that's kind of funny because that whole company, they threatened me. They kind of like threatened me. They kicked me out. All for the reason because I was overworked. Yeah, like I took up a lot of hours because I was trying to make more money. And that resulted in me and the security who was there with me joking in the matter of Slavic speaking people. So it's a very dark self-deprecating jokes. Jokes including like, oh yeah, do you think if we sell our kidney, we make more money than staying here? Or where would you actually sell the kidney? Because that's now a really popular, you know, discussion topic. And a joke says, like, look, in this place we have other people whose kidneys we could sell. But those were jokes because, you know, we're tired, we're sleep deprived, we're burned out, and we're not happy. And frankly, there's no, you know, food to sustain us. There's not that many, you know, drinks or whatever to sustain us, you know, like energy drinks or coffee, you know, such, like much of that. So we were just fucking tired, middle of the night, freaking, you know, doing the night shifts. Horrible. And because of that, we were, like, certainly making, like, you know, dumb cunt jokes. Because, like, this is Slavic countries and we're just, like, fucking over the age of 30, fucking tired and shit. So, the so-called director at the time, I'm not sure if he actually sold his company or not. But he lashed out on me. Well, first off, the way I communicated with that person is that he genuinely would pretend that he was not trying to communicate with me. And he would have this tendency of just shitting and verbally abusing everyone in the work chat. Nobody was an exclusion. Like, he would genuinely abuse everyone. Call names, threaten, you know, like outright threaten, like with stuff like, who do you think you are? And basically, he sounded like a thug from the, you know, like, 90s. And I'm like, boo-boo, this is 2000s. Like, you know, you're kind of like, why are you doing that? Even though he might or might not, cannot answer to that, fully had affiliation with some kind of, like, you know, organizations that are not of the right character and might actually throw some weight in the dark world. As well as he had an issue with cocaine, drugs, boo-boo, drugs, you know. So with all his drug issues, he started to be more paranoid, more stuff. How do I know people talk, bitch? So basically, yeah, it's like a very, very toxic kind of, like, you know, employment there. All the people who work there, they're friends of a friend. And they're trying to keep their gang together, basically. And, like, whoever new comes in, they're, like, quite hostile. And they also have the same kind of, like, 90s mentality of, like, I'm the, you know, the shit in here. You're nothing. Da, da, da. Like, if you have a problem with me, come up to me and tell me, you know, like, so we can sort it out. Not go and snitch on shit. And then me having to go through multiple other people to sort out the problem. So, basically, they decided to scapegoat me because I'm a new face. And I can be blamed for shit. And I was like, fine, do that. Do what you mind, doesn't matter. So that's that. And I was like, fine, okay. know, whatever. But as I left, and it was a whole dramatic situation with the so-called boss shitting on me and accusing me of, like, whatchamacallit, accusing me of saying shit about human trafficking when I didn't. Because, once again, very dumb Slavic Russian speaker jokes. When you're tired and thinking about either selling yourself, or you look at people and think, like, can we sell each other, you know? Might help. Dark times. But apparently that person does not understand jokes. So yeah. And on that case, just, you know, way too aggressive, way too agitated, blah, 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 accuse on. Basically, there was a lot of shit that just was thrown in my face. And I was yet to be paid my, you know, still salary, because I did 80 hours of work. 80. In, like, span of, like, 2 weeks or, like, 2.5 weeks. 80 hours. That was a lot. In night shifts, bruh. Night shifts. And they did not pay me. So, since then, they were just like, yeah, we're gonna pay you, like, next week. We're gonna pay you on the 1st. We're gonna pay you on the 1st. Then there was, like, we're gonna pay you whenever we sell the company. And thing is, I do talk with other people, not necessarily who work for the company, but some of them do. And other people who kind of, like, had a situation of working with the company, the models. Because the company necessarily is an adult company. So it's like a voyeurism hub, sort of. It's like a huge place where it's live streaming video of, like, what's up in there 24/7. And basically my job was to mend the cameras, you know, the admin panel. So I spoke with models as well. I spoke with workers. And the thing is, they were promising me, we'll pay you on the 1st, we'll pay you on the 1st, months and months and months later, nothing. And apparently I was not the only one who they did not pay. There was a lot of other people they did not pay at all. And I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. Because they claim to have a lot of money. At the same time, they're trying to sell the company. They're trying to find more models to come in and do the job. And yet they don't pay anyone. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? At some point, a lot of models who were there, they actually started to share on their Instagram profiles and everything else information about this place and saying, like, you know, there's a certain place, you know, da-da-da. Do not trust them. Don't work with them. They're a scam. And I was like, well, yeah, they now do act like a scam because they sound like thugs in the 90s. Because the thing with the thugs in the 90s was that they would employ people to work. You would not necessarily sign a contract. They would take pictures of you and your passport, which they did to me. And then as you do your job, they might pay you at first something, you know, it's kind of like verified that they can do the payments. And then what they do, they don't pay you shit and they throw you out and they're like, yeah, but you didn't sign anything. We don't owe you shit. You never worked for us. There's not a single paper stating that you are affiliated with us. Sure, not in this day and age, boo-boo. Like, right now we have phones, we have screenshots, we have, you know, communication devices, social media, which actually prove that I actually communicated with y'all and I have receipts to prove that. Don't be dumb. But apparently they just decided that that's going to be their way of operations. And basically the whole thing's being held by this dude who was threatening everyone to be like, don't fucking talk in between each other, sharing how much you earn. What the fuck, man? Just, what's your fucking problem? So, yeah, because he underpaid some models and he overpaid some others, that's what happened. Dumb shit, basically. And also respect towards the models, the admin staff, who would be a little bit more to the dramatic side, thinking that models are non-human, degrading them, kind of also behind their backs, verbally abusing them for no fucking reason, not being understanding of the situations and shit, you know. And there was also, like, it's a very mentally taxing job, and it's understandable, but the way they fucking did it is dumb. you know, you don't provide freaking training, you don't do shit by the book, you don't, you know, it's like double bookkeeping. Don't think so. It's even worse, I think. Anyway, so it's been like a whole lot of fucking crazy in a bag. And I was like, fine, let it go. They might sort their shit out, it might look better. Who knows? But I kind of hope that maybe, you know, as a Christmas miracle, they would pay me my, you know, like, balance, and I'll be happy, you know, because, like, I too need some finances, because, you know, living is kind of like in this day and age needs financing, bitch. Unfortunately, nothing came. And then again, nothing again. And I'm like, okay, this is getting fucking frustrating. So I spoke with other people, and they were like, well, they're everybody's afraid to speak up, everybody's afraid to share their experiences. And I was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna go for it. So even though I shared like a little bit about it on my Instagram, here I shared way more. I also tagged in my Instagram account some of the news, you know, whatever, other people, and I'll see who reacts first, the company or the people. Because if there's going to be no replies within the next, you know, a couple of days, I'll do the dick move and just make a huge ass post online with all this information I know, outing everything I know. Because why not? What are you going to do? Like, it's not that I'm trying to agitate anyone. It's just that I see how inadequate, supportive, freaking imbalanced the situation is. It's like, it's not right by the people who work for that place, you know, and trying to keep people, you know, in fear, in anxiety, and trying to shut them up by threatening them, trying, like, literally being cunts about it, and just using the methods of the thugs of the 90s against people. That's low. That's very low and very fucking dumb, especially in this day and age. Like, why? There's social media, bitch. Like, try to get some sense inside of your head. Please. Change. Adapt. Evolve. What the fuck? People are people anyway. So, that's why it's out there. Other than that, whole drama. Yeah, I'm trying to get my life sorted and think of ways I can sort shit out, because right now it's just like a situation where I'm staying with this person who has a lot of issues. His way of sorting shit out, not the best. To be precise, he doesn't sort out anything. He's just sitting there, sitting ducks, thinking that, you know, it's gonna sort itself out on its own. Which is the dumbest fucking decision you can make. But there's nothing you can tell to this person for this person to change their fucking mind. Impossible. And that is why I'm just like, yeah, I kind of want to help, but like, I tried helping, and this person just kind of like told me to go and F myself, and I was like, well, guess that's not what we're doing now. We're just leaving it be, fine. So besides that, I'm just like focusing genuinely on trying to get my shit together. But the one thing that is very common and that I'm still kind of like pressed about a lot is that I cannot record or write anything when I'm staying in that apartment with that person. Although I'm like in a separate room right now, and I close the room and I have like a door stopper from my side to kind of like, you know, to be sure that nobody opens the room, because at like, you know, before he had a tendency of trying to open my room even in the middle of the night. Not safe. Bitch, I'm a woman, was not safe. So I started to put the door stopper from my side, so the door would not be opened. Yeah, so because of my safety issues right now, I started to think about, like, yeah, I want to, you know, have my own house on wheels, because, like, I would rather have a house on wheels to be sure that I have my own kind of, like, place where I can live in kind of, like, own security. And kind of like travel, because I really want to travel. I want to do stuff. I kind of like made plans, but I kind of like see that I cannot necessarily start acting on them right now much. I can act on some of them, not all of them, because once again, due to the safety. That is why there is this Etsy stuff and crowdfunding stuff that's going on right now. So in case people want to help people, would be much appreciated. And off I go, basically. See ya.